Chapter 1. Awaken. Awaken not her from dreams, for you shall hear the unspoken. Unspoken is a place far beneath the ocean. Her dreams are high beyond the stars, reached by no man, and she shall not return there again. You have touched reality, and this is a realm she knows. Sleep is the only freedom she knows, as the years slip into nothingness, and to nothingness they shall return. Do not think you have gained her trust, for she knows the secrets that you keep. Sanctuary. She sits in the quiet little church as a breeze blows through the windows. This is her home, where she finds solace, and everything is clear, like the crisp snow. The still waters move through her, and the waves come to wash her clean. She lives in this moment like a bird that sings his melody. She does not question the light nor the darkness, for they are of the same name. She moves freely with the Spirit, and the Spirit knows her heart. They do not separate, for they are made of the same elements, and she can breathe knowing this is her part to play. Laughter. Her laughter used to ring out loud as bells. Now she is careful, and not much amuses her. She tells herself jokes to make life bearable. She knows her humor has saved her from sinking. Her tears come not often, but when they do, she cannot stop them. They run out quietly as if a fountain were set free. Then she is back to her humor as if she did not miss a beat. Life is too short to collect the tears. Wind. The wind howls my name as if it dares me to take one more step. One more step into the unknown where freedom lies. The wind knows my name as it beckons at my door. No one is allowed to come this far. The wind blows gently and I feel no threat towards me. It invites the gentle breezes of spring to move with me with the sun. Winter is among us as we fight the cold. One more soul in the